This is Ted Kennedy. Senior citizens are being gouged by health insurance firms selling phony protections for gaps in Medicare. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, when Medicare was enacted in 1965, it brought peace of mind to millions of elderly citizens concerned about the high cost of health insurance in their retirement. Medicare was a huge success, but it soon became clear it didn't cover all the bills. Enter Medigap, insurance sold by private firms to bridge these gaps and cover costs that Medicare won't reimburse. Most Medigap firms offer reasonable insurance. Unfortunately, many fly-by-night companies prey on the elderly by peddling defective policies that duplicate Medicare or charge excessive premiums for exotic coverage. Congress has a responsibility to end these abuses, and the recently enacted budget package contains worthwhile reforms to do the job. Let's stop insurance companies from gouging the elderly on Medigap.
Ted, if you hadn't been right there to repeal the Catastrophic Care Act, which gave elderly expanded Medicare's benefits, we wouldn't have to worry so much about supplemental insurance scams. Not only did the Catastrophic Law give seniors vital benefits, but it made it illegal for a bum insurance company to sell a duplicate policy. But you are right on one, Ted, when you say the budget agreement gave new guarantees for seniors so they won't be taken advantage of by the shady companies. The new law makes it illegal for anyone to sell duplicate Medigap insurance and ladles out a stiff $25,000 fine. And finally, the law makes insurance companies simplify their policies as to allow comparison shopping. Ted, seniors don't need the old mumbo-jumbo, the kind of guff you usually give me. They really do need the peace of mind and the comforting knowledge that they get what they pay for. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the strength of popular demand, not Congress, to help clean up the environment. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.